Red berries in the landscape can provide much needed winter color, and landscape hollies will not disappoint today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Driving around Mississippi right now, you can't miss one of the finest native hollies putting on a show. The Yaupon holly, Ilex vomitoria, seems to be everywhere. From the botanical name, can you guess what the native peoples use this plant for? The extreme berry production make these plants pop out of the woods. Yaupon has one of the most distinctive berries. The berries are bright candy apple red and seem to be translucent. There are a couple of interesting selections of Yaupon holly that are landscape worthy. Weeping Yaupon is a small tree that can grow to about 12 foot high, and branches have a weeping, cascading growth habit. In their native setting, Yaupon holly can grow to 20 feet or more, which makes for difficulties in some landscapes. A hybrid holly that is a wintertime favorite is the Nelliar Stevens holly. The leaves are a dark glossy green year-round and has a nice triangular growth habit. But the real attraction is the berry production. It literally produces thousands and thousands of brightly colored red berries. Nelliar Stevens has the potential to be a big plant, up to 20 foot by 20 foot. This is a tough and durable plant that will accept pruning to keep under control. The best practice would be to plant in a space fitting the growth potential and prune to merely maintain the pyramidal form. Collecting branches to use in indoor arrangements is a great way to bring the winter landscape indoors for everyone to enjoy. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.